8:40 on a Monday morning. Coming up a little bit later on this week will be a musical special. And Northfield has a lot of those, but this one's going to be featuring the music of John Prine. One of the organizers of the event is Ray Coudray, and Ray is sitting in our studios right now. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. What a beautiful day here in KYMN land.
Yes, it is. And we've got, is it Friday or Saturday? What day is the John Prine up?
That's going to be the 19th, it's a week from Saturday.
So we've got some extra time. You had today off, so we thank you for coming.
Well, it's a work day, so I shifted my work around. We're doing grading, communicating with parents, all that
stuff.
All right.
And for those uninitiated, Ray is a teacher in the Northfield School District. But on this particular occasion right now, you're with us as one of the organizers for a show. I want to call it a tribute show for John Prine. Certainly, you know, being from Illinois, and John Prine was from Illinois,
yeah,
and Steve Goodman and that whole cast of singer-songwriters that came out of the Vietnam era.
Well, and from the folk school in Chicago.
Yeah. That's, you know, it kind of touches me, so I'm looking forward to, this, but let me ask you just, who came up with the idea for John Prine?
Well, actually, most of Northfield came up with the idea for John Prine, to be honest. But actually, it came from Liz Robb. Mm-hmm. She's the one who said, because we've done a couple of these shows for the Northfield Fine Arts Boosters to benefit the programs they do at the high school. And the Armory has been the space for that. And Liz and John have donated that space for that night. And she said, we really should do a John Prine show. It was after a, whatever night we played down there. And so it was Liz was the one who really drove this.
And she didn't have to bend anyone's arm
lot of fans. He's his music runs deep. It's very interesting. I just read a book on it. And like the Eagles and, Dylan and everybody sang or sang his songs or sang with him or played on his albums. Tom Petty, like, it's just crazy how many musicians are fans of his.
And he is one of those artists that had some commercial success, but not a whole lot. But seems like, as you mentioned, seems like everyone who's anyone has done a John Prine tune at some time. He's
absolutely
a well-respected songwriter.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, you brought a guitar in here. Why don't we talk you into doing a John Prine number?
Yeah, as you know, it's always hard to talk me into doing a song.
What did you bring?
Well, I brought a song that was a big hit in the 90s, not for John, but it's a big country hit called I Just Want to Dance With You. And it's real upbeat and beautiful little, it's kind of a love song. And I love the way it comes off.
All right.
All right. Well, I don't want to be the kind to hesitate, be too shy, stay too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do, I just wanna dance with you. I got a feeling that you have a heart like mine. Let it show, let it shine. If you have a chance to make one out of two, I just wanna dance with you. Dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor, that's what they intended dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more, that's what they invented dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I caught you looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't it true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just wanna dance with you. The boys are playing softly and the girls are too. Though am I, so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. 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 Cha cha cha.
All right, great job. Good work. And you know that as a sampling of John Prine, his lyrics and his phrasing and his ability to, you know, capture feelings and moments and thoughts, amazing.
That's exactly right. Every single song has like a lyric that's just sort of perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I heard someone say once, and I've stolen it, so I don't know who it was, but it's basically, I was going to sit down and write a song, but John Prine already wrote all the good ones. So, you know, he just had such a way with the phrase.
You know, I'm looking at, I brought up his Wikipedia page just as a reference. I want to know, it's like he passed away. He died of COVID, and he was like one of the first people to die of COVID, unfortunately, in 2020, just a couple of years ago, after he had battled cancer for so many years.
Yeah, he had a long streak in the late 90s of some health issues, and he had kind of gotten through that. And obviously, I'm sure that was part of the contributing factor, but, you know, it was before any treatments or... He was just right away, you know.
And, you know, I'm also looking on his Wikipedia page. They have a quote here from Bob Dylan about John Prine. And he says, quote, "Prine stuff is pure Proustian existentialism." Bob, what does that mean?
I'm not sure what it means.
No idea.
I sure know that everything just, like, he has songs where there's always a lyric that touches you deeply. And there's always some goofy thing that you're not sure exactly what he means. So that must be where Bob's going on that.
Let's talk about the event itself. It's coming up on the 19th, November the 19th.
Yep.
So we've got, a week and a half or so to go. Today's, the 7th?
Yep.
Who all will be there? Do you have a list with you?
I do.
How many?
I do.
Because I'm sure there's going to be a who's who of Northfield musicians there.
Yeah, it was in building out the show. The first thing I started with was Jerry Johnson. He has a band called Dime Store Watch, and he is very well known for really beautiful covers of John Prine, like real honest to the music. We've got some high school acts. We've got my own daughter is bringing a couple of friends, Caroline Bryce, Iris Harmelink. Emmett Norrey is going to bring a band. He's played guitar and sang in Rock and Roll Revival. He's a sophomore at the high school. Grace Ryden is a senior, and Rob Ryden, her dad. A lot of folks know the Rydens in town. We've got Brianna Lane from Homestead Bikes. Mm-hmm. She's a phenomenal voice and great, great singer. With the Bratlanders, and also with Greg Nice, who is her partner at the bike shop. Barb Piper is going to lend her voice. And then Mark Ross, Ari Ross. I'm going to bring my band Fred the Bear. We've got just a whole bunch of different folks. It's going to be a real nice night.
Yeah, that's I like that you are getting so many of the high school, the younger people involved. That intergenerational, I guess, kind of collaboration, but teaching young folks. And we were talking before we went on the air. Lance Reister has done such a great job of bringing some of the high school kids into the broadcast that we do on Northfield Live.
Yeah, I was just listening to Northfield Live on Saturday. Yeah. Got to put a real strong plug in. It was such great coverage. And As we talked about a little bit, listening to the guys that do the football play-by-play and that sort of stuff, there's so much talent in that group of people over at the high school. I really appreciate what you guys have done to bring them in. You know, AJ, I knew him from school, and then now Evan Lowe is one of my students, and he does the Saturday morning Raider rap now. They do an amazing job.
They really do.
And the mentorship, by the way, is just priceless. So nice work.
And you're doing the same thing through a music, through music, and it's good to see those young kids. And also the veterans now, will they each be bringing their old band or just playing guitar? John Prine is an artist. You can play like you were doing, grab a guitar and play a John Prine tune, but you could also put a band together. How's that going to all work?
It's a little both. So it'll be single, you know, singer songwriter or just singer guitar player, couple with two people, and then bands in between throughout the night. So it's sort of a little bit of, it'll just kind of alternate, I guess, is the word I'm looking for.
And give us the specifics on the time, date, venue, all that again.
Sure. So it's some Northfield musicians present the music of John Prine. It benefits the Northfield Fine Arts Boosters. Saturday, November 19th, 5:45 doors, and 6 p.m. the music is going to start. It's a little bit earlier show specifically because we want folks to be able to come out and enjoy it. The boosters, it's a $10 suggested donation. It's whatever you want to give. The money goes to the Fine Arts Boosters. They do some really amazing things at the schools for the arts programs, K-12. Not many schools have a booster for fine arts. We've had football boosters and all that, but this is a special deal. One of their project was Osmo Tools adaptive art supplies at the elementaries so that students with disabilities can work alongside all of the other students and be more inclusive. They've did materials for an outdoor mural at Spring Creek, the kilns at the high school. Really a ton of stuff. The Roger Jenny Instruments for All, have you ever heard of that?
Sure, yeah. And Roger Jenny was a long time music teacher here.
So anyone who plays band or orchestra has an instrument available through that program, and it's the Fine Arts Boosters who run that. So that's where all the money goes, and it doesn't go into that Sam Stone place. So, so anyways.
Yeah, Sam Stone. That one of the more depressing songs. But there was a song that fit a time and a place, and it was his really first big hit, I think, from his first album.
Yeah.
Bringing on his own experience, drawing from his own experience about the war in Vietnam. Never mentions the war in Vietnam, but what a great songwriting, just a masterpiece.
Yeah, it really is. It is very sad, though.
Yeah, it is. Ray Coudray is with us. Ray, did you bring a second song with you? Do you have two songs?
I do have a second song. I didn't know if you'd ask, but I sure would like to share it.
All right.
So this one is, this is called Souvenirs, and it's such a beautiful tune. I'll let the song speak for itself. All the snow has turned to water. Christmas days have come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors, all that's left to linger on. I hate graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring me tears. I can't forget the way they robbed me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories, they can't be bought. They can't be won at carnivals for free. took me years to get these souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Broken hearts and dirty windows, they make difficult to see. That's why last night and this morning always look the same to me. Well, I hate reading old love letters, oh, they always bring me tears. Can't forget the way they rob me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories, they can't be bought, they can't be won at carnivals for free. It took me years to bring these souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me.
Once again, great work, beautiful song, and you know, when you play just one person with one guitar and singing, especially when I'm listening through the headphones, it really brings home what a gifted songwriter that John Prine
just
was.
The turn of the phrase, like, yeah, just in this one right here, is just unreal.
Yeah.
And I'm not even actually doing this one for the show. Someone else is going to do it, though, mm-hmm. So it's going to be... it'll be really nice.
All right. Once again, Ray Coudray has been our guest. The event is an evening. What is the name of it again?
Northfield Musicians present the music of John Prine. It's Saturday, November 19th, 5:45 p.m. doors, 6 p.m. music, and a ton of Northfield musicians bringing these songs with great fidelity and love. So it should be a very special night.
I'm looking forward to that. And once again, it's something of a fundraiser a little bit as well for the Northfield Fine Arts Boosters. So come and be generous to the Fine Arts Boosters, because they do such wonderful work throughout the school year and throughout the year.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me in. As you know, I listen all the time. I oftentimes will text Rich and give you guys a little crap about things that go on in the air. So it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. And we'll see you on the 19th.
Absolutely.
Ray Coudray. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield.
Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to a new one, or sell your current house? Professional Pride Realty in Northfield can help every step of the way. Professional Pride Realty is your locally owned and operated real estate company. The realtors and staff at Professional Pride are longtime active members of the Northfield community. They believe in supporting local businesses. So when it comes time to look for a local realty company, look no further than Professional Pride. Find them at ProfessionalPrideRealty.com.
Now may be the right time for you or a loved one to consider moving. Northfield Manor allows you to leave behind the worry of home maintenance and repairs to join a supportive community welcoming you to your new home. Northfield Manor offers affordable, unfurnished apartments for adults that are 62 years of age and older, or those that have a disability. This controlled access building features a beautiful dining room, lounge areas, laundry facilities on each floor, and an emergency response system. Reach out to our caring and compassionate staff when you are ready for a visit, or review all of our living options at northfieldretirement.org. Northfield Retirement Community, innovation, choice, tradition.
I'm Angie Craig, and let me tell you, people are struggling to make it. Fed up with politics, and I sure am too. It's why I've worked with both parties when they're right and stood up to them when they're wrong, like taking on the drug companies to lower drug costs and taking on my own party to block congressional pay raises and invest in more community policing.
It's why Angie Craig's been ranked as one of the most bipartisan members in all of Congress, in the top 3% by Common Ground. And why Angie's one of the only ones to have legislation signed into law by presidents of both parties.
I'm Angie Craig, running for Congress, and I approve this message because it shouldn't matter if it's a Republican idea or a Democratic idea. If it's a good idea, we ought to do it.
Paid for by Angie Craig for Congress.
I'm Rice County Attorney John Fossum. My family has lived in Rice County for generations, and I care deeply about what happens here. I hold dangerous offenders accountable, manage the county resources well, and work with law enforcement and community partners to keep our county safe. I'm experienced and engaged and ready to keep serving. Please re-elect me, John Fossum, to support effective and equal justice. Prepared and paid for by Fossum for Rice County Attorney, P.O. Box 843, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057.
Every healthcare provider I know is kind of in shock about what's happening with abortion. It's really scary that Republicans across the country are banning abortions, even in cases of rape or incest. States are criminalizing people just for seeking medical care. Your freedom to decide is under threat. As a nurse in Minnesota, I see how worried women are. I worry about my patients having access to abortion, even right here in Minnesota. Gary Brugenthes is aligned with an extreme group. He put himself right in between decisions that should be made between you and your doctor. Gary Brugenthes is too extreme for Minnesota. We can't trust Gary Brugenthes to be our state representative. If we act now, we can protect our freedom to decide for ourselves in Minnesota.
This independent expenditure is paid for by the DFL House Caucus. It is not coordinated with or approved by any candidate, nor is any candidate responsible for it.
By All Means Graphics is your hometown print shop in the heart of downtown Northfield. We love working with local businesses, large and small, nonprofits, groups, organizations, and individuals like you. From business cards to banners, By All Means Graphics is here to assist you from concept to completion. The team at By All Means Graphics will treat you right, so stop in to 17 Bridge Square next to the Chamber of Commerce or call 507-663-7937 and let our stellar team of Stephanie, Sarah, Grace, Rob, and me, Ronica, help you with any of your printing and graphic needs.
95.1 The One. More music, better variety.
The One.
And joining us one last time from the KYMN News Center.